This is program number LW2622. Well, once upon a time, hi, this is Larry West. In a faraway land, a tyrant of a king sentenced a young man to a dungeon. It was just a minor violation, but the boy did break the king's law. Well, there he sat in a cell surrounded by four stone walls, and he sat there many long years. He wasted away the flower of his youth. Well, during all this time, the young man's only contact with the outside world was a mute guard each day who pushed a plate of food through a small opening at the bottom of an ironclad door. After depositing the food, the guard would disappear into the darkness of an empty corridor outside the cell. One day, after many long years had passed, the young man became enraged at the injustice of his sentence. He decided to try to escape, so he poked his head through the opening at the bottom of the door, you know, where the food was slid in, to see if there were any guards. The corridor was empty. He poked his head further to make sure, and as he did, that ironclad door opened. Surprised, he jumped to his feet, pushed the door completely open, and stepped out into the empty corridor. He began to walk down that hallway, and all of a sudden he stumbled onto a flight of steep stone steps. Well, he climbed those steps to a gate to the outside world. He opened the gate and ran. He ran to a village many miles from that dungeon cell, and he sat down. And he began to wonder, how long was that cell door unlocked? How many years have I lost, wasted, in the dungeon cell that was never locked? You know, I know lots of folks who are locked up in an unlocked cell. I'm not talking about the alcoholics and drug addicts, although the shoe certainly fits, but I'm talking about another form of addiction. Some call it the boob tube. Others call it the idiot box. I'm talking about the addiction to television. Not long ago, the Wall Street Journal published a series of articles that explored the impact of television on American family life. One of the articles referred to the findings of the Nielsen Company that reports that Americans on the average watch more than 27 hours of television every week. Also, 97% of us Americans have two or more television sets in our homes. I understand that 95% of all our television sets are fixed in this country within 24 hours of the time that they break down. 95%. It's amazing what television does to us. A licensed clinical social worker says that TV is an antidote to loneliness and to boredom. Since it doesn't talk back or makes demands, TV becomes an escape for doing homework or facing up to unpleasant realities. Norman Morris tells how much television has made an impact upon our lives. He says, quote, in the old days, you know, before television, the kids' domain was outdoors, summer or winter. Occasionally, he says, they had to be pried out, but once they were out there, it was tough getting them to come in. You would yell, supper's ready, and wind up organizing a search party that heads for the playground or alongside the creek. Children love to take long walks with their friends, build orange crate scooters, dip their hands into a bowl of paper mache. All this has changed, he says. There is that electronic box forever calling to them to come inside, and the job of marching the kids outside again takes renewed effort. From the child's standpoint, it's easier to plop down on the floor and be entertained. And it's easier for us to allow this to happen than it is to keep thinking of constructive things for them to do. In this never-ending tug-of-war, he says, other activities are curtailed in favor of TV viewing. David Augsburger says, a TV set is only a machine, glass, metal, wires, a little gadget, until you place it into your home. In some homes, TV becomes a babysitter. In other homes, TV is a narcotic, and it's an escape from reality. Or it may be a thief, stealing time, thoughts, friendships, creativity, and opportunities for much-needed recreation and companionship. He says, what TV becomes depends upon you, the user. It can become your servant. It will become your master. Isn't that sort of like the dungeon, where the fellow is locked behind an unlocked door? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You can't serve two masters. That's what the Bible says. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.